Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
For the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rican on Power 101.7.
All right, 8:43, Jessica, Celebrity Buzz. Jess, what you got today?
Yeah, so I have some more details on the governor's mansion being burned over Passover. Josh Shapiro, thank goodness the family safely evacuated, but more details are now coming out about the man who allegedly set fire to the building. Mm. And he is now in custody. His name is Cody Ballmer. He's 38 years old from Harrisburg, PA. He was arrested after cops said that he hopped over a fence onto the property and forcibly entered the residence before setting it ablaze. Photos of the damage are now being shown of the residence. A large room that was being held for big gatherings there burned badly. Ashes are covering the floor. Tables still have like a stack of plates on them, completely burned up. But they're saying that this man went and told the girlfriend to go ahead and turn him in. He confessed to it. He also says that he siphoned gas from his lawnmower, then filled up Heineken beer bottles empty that he found on the property, and then he set it on fire and threw it through the windows.
What?
What the heck?
What's wrong
crazy,
with people?
Right?
People are like whacked.
That's just crazy.
Whacked.
Yes.
That's... Wow.
Yeah, he's siphoning the gas. He's filling up Heineken empty beer cans. And he had it all set up.
Look.
So that's just crazy.
Let me just say something here. And this is, and I know the governor of Pennsylvania, I know it turns into a political thing because he's a governor.
Well, he also says he did it towards him, hatred towards him.
Yeah, like
that's the reason
this
why.
Political violence needs to stop. Okay? Like this is like too much. Like this is way it's not that deep. Like this is way and I know yes it is. No, it's not. It's not that deep. Like this political violence really, really needs to stop. You know. The messing with people's family, messing with people's lives, messing with people's property. You know, I mean, from this, I mean, whoever did this should be arrested for attempted murder. You know, on top of arson charges. I mean, and he was arrested. They got him.
Yeah.
But he should be charged with not only arson, but like attempted murder charges to the fullest degree. I mean, this is just like enough's enough.
Yep, they were home and they were asleep on the other side of the house.
That's crazy. You might not agree with how somebody does something politically or whatever, then go out and vote. Go out and vote for the person who's running against the person you don't like. Do that. How about that? That's a concept, ain't it? So, I mean, it's just wild.
Yeah,
you know,
the picture is the one side of the house is just destroyed.
From the Teslas blowing up.
All the charging stations.
The charging stations.
They are like vandalizing.
And not just the vandalism, the blowing up. I mean, like enough's enough. Like, come on, guys. You know? By the way, speaking of the Teslas, you know they have a cheaper one now on the market, $70,000. Oh. Yeah, I saw that.
A cheaper one.
Yeah.
$70,000.
Yeah. Speaking of that.
For the base model.
Yeah. I saw that. I was like, oh. Gonna see me rolling up in a Tesla?
Oh.
Crazy.
Oh my gosh.
So
if you roll up in a Tesla, oh wow, I'm done.
Jess, what else is going on today?
All right, so John Cena, he shocked the world when he turned heel on Cody Rhodes. But The Miz, he says that he didn't bat an eye. He's now telling TMZ Sports that he always knew that he was a bad guy. They caught up with the WWE superstar out at LAX, and he gloated quite a bit over the fact that he called his development from a mile away. He says, I called this more than 10 years ago. Do you remember WrestleMania 27 going into the main event? Miz said, do you not remember all the promos that I have cut on John Cena, all the feuds that I personally have had with John Cena? So he's now coming forward saying, I'm not shocked. I've been saying it for years now. Also, there's a few more celebrities who say that they may consider going to space. Katy Perry is on the list. Kim Kardashian, Justin Bieber, and more stars are now speaking about going to outer space. And Travis Kelce is very upset with Kanye West. So this is what happened over the weekend. Kanye West continues to vomit all over Twitter. And not surprisingly, he's come back around to dumping on Taylor Swift. Taylor actually sent him a cease and desist letter after he said that she had relations with Justin Bieber and also Harry Styles, but that might not be the end of it. A source says that Travis Kelce is now outraged and wants to have it out with Kanye man to man. Quote, there must be consequences. Kanye West would never dare say this to Taylor's face. The source also says this isn't just Kanye West gossiping. This is Kanye West sexually harassing women, defaming her, and also intending to harm her and also her career. So Travis Kelce apparently is putting the word out that he wants to speak with Kanye West face to face. And Minecraft, they brought in another $80 million in this massive second weekend. It's the second weekend for the Minecraft movie, again dominating the box office, bringing in over $80 million, maintaining that top spot despite the release of 5 new films. And Playboi Carti music is back at number one on the Billboard 200, rising one spot. Top of the charts now for the third consecutive week. Two releases made their debut in the top 10 this week with Elton John, but Party Next Door is number 2 with Drake, number 3 SZA, number 4 Kendrick Lamar, and number 5 Sabrina Carpenter.
Speaking of Minecraft, they have the toys at McDonald's.
Yeah.
The thing.
What do you mean a thing?
Like Bryce wanted to go get the...
Really?
Yeah. It's a thing at the school, like with the kids. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, normally, I mean, we're like past that. We haven't, like, I was shocked. He was like, can we go get... But they don't... It's not, you can get the Happy Meal, but it's not necessarily... They have a meal. So, like, he likes to get the chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
But it's a Minecraft meal, so he can get the 10-piece, so adults can do it. Like it's enough food for the adults. It's not just like in a Happy Meal.
Like the Happy Meal, yes.
Yeah, so they have an adult meal with the Minecraft toy or whatever it is. Because, you know, a lot of adults play Minecraft.
Got it, yes.
And, you know, I guess...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so we ended up going to McDonald's twice to see about getting... Like the first time we got a Happy Meal because we thought we had to get that in order to get it.
Yeah.
The next time we went to another McDonald's over the weekend and got the actual... You know, thing. So the Minecraft is a thing at McDonald's.
Wow. Okay.
It is the Bill and Jessica Show. It's 8:50. Up next, your intimate playlist. We'll get into it. It's the Bill and Jessica Show. Good morning.